sure about that?
All right, welcome back everybody to your boys here at the Truth Media Podcast. This is your boy Q Fusion Reacts and my co-host.
What's good, y'all? Double A in the building.
All righty, guys, we are getting ready for a jam-packed episode for you today. Now, if you guys are living, unless you're living under a rock, you may have heard that Deion Sanders, the primetime, has taken his talents from Jackson State, the prominent HBCU college
in Mississippi,
to the Colorado Boulders. Now, there's been a ton of craziness, fanfare, hoopla about this topic, as in his incurring speech upon being brought on at Jackson State, he talked about being, you know, setting the stage and whatnot for the HBCUs as a whole. All three years later into his tenure, be sent off and taking the opportunity at Colorado. So there has been a ton of different conversations going back and forth. Was this the right move? Was this in his best interest? And this is what we're going to get into today. So where we're going to start with the Colorado conversation that he had with the players of the Colorado University. So you guys can get a little insight as to what was being said. We can finally give our reaction to that conversation. And then after that, I wanted to bring to light some of the things that I had been seeing on social media as far as the things that happened during his tenure that sprouted, that may have sprouted, allegedly, his decision to go to Colorado, right? Because I didn't even know some of these different things until a couple of days ago, which changed my perspective on this topic entirely, right? So, without further ado, Aaron, is there anything that you need to say?
Turn the background music down just a little bit. But that's it. I'm ready to go.
All right, cool. Give me a second here. All right, guys. So check in as he talks to the Colorado players. All right, are we going to play?
It wasn't about a bag, I got that. It was all about opportunity to do something that hadn't been done in quite some time. And Rick, I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, my man. I appreciate you, I love you, thank you.
Love you too.
For investing in me, I appreciate it. Now let's get busy. You know at Jackson State, we got to believe. I'm still gonna believe because I've been believing ever since I was a shorty. When I told my mother at age of 7, I was gonna make a lot of money, I was gonna be rich, and she was gonna never have to work another day of life. And my actions lined up with that belief. And I hadn't stopped believing. And I have a problem when young men with everything in front of them don't believe. That's a problem for me. Tremendous problem. Because you can rescue your mom, you can rescue your father, your friends, your loved ones, the homies, anybody who's looked out for you. You have the ability and opportunity to do that, but you gotta believe. It's the spirit around this.
Oh boy. All right.
Team. Around the school that is not traditional. In some kind of way, you guys have accepted it and you've begun to be complacent with it.
Oh shit, he about to start letting them have it now. Oh, he's about to start letting them know about themselves.
Some of the guys that aren't here that's supposed to be here, those are the ones. All this gonna stop. I still have unfinished business to do with Jackson State, because whatever I start, I'm gonna finish. And we gotta go win this championship. We don't do that. But then shortly thereafter, I just want you to know, I'm coming. Not to compete,
oh, shit.
But to win. Not to show up, but to show out. Not to be amongst the rest, but to be the best. I'm coming.
I'm sorry. Yo, do you see those these couple of kids in the first row, yo?
Uh-huh.
Bro, sorry. If this was like, it's like you're like somebody that you expect with like the most utmost, basically telling you like, bruh, you are not here for this world much longer. Like look at their souls, yo. Like this dude right here in the middle, he's fucking, he's like, damn, son. This guy right here, he like, man, I was just out here supporting him. I just trying to get an education.
He's on the team to get some pussy. That's why. Look at that's him. He education. He on the team to get some pussy. That's why. Now he like, oh, I actually gotta like show up and put in the work. I don't know if I could do that.
Yo, whew, this like you could feel like, I don't know if it's just me, but you could feel like the anxiety in this room from like these kids. Like,
well, you know, it's interesting. I've heard a lot of pundits speak on this, and Jason Whitlock, he had a very interesting take on it. Him and some other people, and there was basically them saying they didn't like how he was like, I'm coming. It's like he made it about him, himself, and all that stuff. And that wasn't my takeaway from it. You know what I mean? That was not my takeaway. So I disagree with him on that. And I don't really have an issue with him saying I'm coming, because basically, from my perspective and my understanding, when I played football my whole life, you know, I even played arena football, you know, and which is a little bit different of a game, but at its crux, it's the same. It's the same brotherhood. It's the same, like, fraternity, if you will, right? So when he said, I'm coming, what it was for me was, like, I'm coming with my set of standards, my set of expectations. It's not about me, but clearly the culture here isn't up to my standard. So that's how I interpreted it. You know, others, like I said, they were saying, oh, he's making it about him and idolatry and idolizing himself and all this stuff, and saying like, hey, Deion, you were born, you know, gifted by the Most High, which is true. He ran a 4.140. That's unheard of. You know what I'm saying? Right. This guy was a major league two sport athlete, NFL and Major League Baseball.
Right. You
know, like, nah, man, he's arguably one of the greatest athletes to ever fucking, you know, walk the earth. So I don't think that when he's saying what he's saying to those kids, that he's saying like, oh yeah, you know, I told my mom she was never gonna have to do this. That I didn't interpret it as him saying that, like, yeah, you know, you guys are gonna go out there, you're gonna be Hall of Fame football players too. Of course not. This is Colorado, right? Come on, let's be real. Like, that's not what I interpreted. What I interpreted is he's saying, well, first and foremost, if you know anything about what he's been doing in Jackson State, it's not just about what they do on the field. He's trying to cultivate these young boys into young men. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to like culture them and show them that you can succeed in your life, and it doesn't just have to be confined to the, you know, 100 yards and 55 yards width. Mm. You know, so I think a lot of people misinterpreted what he was saying. And again, you know, I could be misinterpreting it, but being around that type of energy my whole life, I'm pretty sure I like my interpretation is more in line with what he was trying to get across, as opposed to what I've been hearing from other pundits.
Yeah, that's kind of what I took away from it. I wasn't one of those that kind of got too caught up in the, you know, the whole, this is way too flashy, way too sort of like, you know, it's a killer, you know what I'm saying? He's like over here taken from one program, and like all these guys that had experts. And it's like, bro, if you know anything about the sport of football, right, or you just, you know about the, I guess, the business of football, you're going to be able to compartmentalize, you know, some of these different, nuances that exist within this conversation. Like, first off, you, bro, if you were doing your thing, but you're just on a shitty team, you're going to be sitting back in this room, not worried.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's, you're going to be like, hey, look, I'm going to compete and I deserve to be here. But for the kids that thought they were just going to ride the coattails, like my coach was just referencing to about, oh, I'm just going to ride the coattails of a D1 program. I'm going to get all the love, get all the admiration, get all that. But then at the same token, we're going to be 0-12 in our conference every single year. Yeah, no, that's not about to fly no more. So for me, if anything, I think this is a beautiful thing to watch how somebody, and that's why I'm talking about this, like the anxiety in the room. I'm like, this is what it should look like in a good program. Like this type of anxiety where you're worried about your job, you're worried about, you know, what's going to happen next. Like, am I doing the necessary things I need to do to stay on the field, to be, to get play time? These are the things that we have to start ingraining in our young people, you know, back again, because for some reason or another, we've gotten into this, you know, this, this whole participation trophy, you know, atmosphere where it's just, hey, just come along for the get along. And as long as you're here, it's just a great job getting here. And that to me is bullshit. And because a lot of these kids are taking that into life and into dating and into all these different other arenas. And now they're out here causing mayhem, within society. So no, I'm absolutely with you. I didn't get that sense from this at all. What just bothered me was kind of like, and I guess we'll talk about this more as this conversation goes on. It's about, I think just naturally as a human, when I hear somebody talking, because I watched his press conference at Jackson State when he was brought on, and I was like, yo, you know, and if you know anything about me, I'm, you know, part of a D9 fraternity, a Divine Nine fraternity, where, you know, we were started at an HBCU. So for me, it's like, you know, that's something, it'd be kind of cool to start seeing more prominent figures heading into that direction. As opposed to the scraps that our conferences usually get, because we're not doing the necessary things to attract those kids, right? So it was kind of cool to be able to see somebody like Deion Sanders be brought on. And so I guess maybe it was a little biased of me in my initial thinking, looking back on, I was like, damn, man, like, I really wish this guy could have stayed, because I know he would have, I mean, he was already killing it. I mean, I think he was, what, 32-5 in the last three seasons? Which to me is, you know,
Let's talk about that. Because there were some people also saying that, oh, Deion ran to the white man and shit like that and all sorts of stuff by leaving Jackson State.
Yeah, that's about.
But no, yeah, exactly. That is so just like unfounded. At the end of the day, Deion Sanders isn't the fucking messiah. You know what I'm saying? He set out to do some things and he accomplished those things at Jackson State. He doesn't owe that university anything. He doesn't owe the people anything. He doesn't owe anybody anything. You know what I'm saying? He put them on a map. He got them prime time college football games and televised games. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I think the message here that I really want to get across to the fellas that are watching this and that will watch this stream is that, you know, you don't owe anybody anything. You know, and that's the problem. People like to make you think that you do, and you actually don't. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some people that you owe, and you know if you owe somebody, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in life, like how they're trying to say, oh, Deion should have stayed. So what, Deion got to stay there for the rest of his goddamn life?
Mm-hmm.
For what? He already took a huge pay cut to do it. You know what I'm saying? And Jackson State benefited more out of it than he did.
Oh, my God.
Because it's not like he left to go to fucking Bama or Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? Or fucking Florida State. He went to college. He went to Colorado. That's like getting a job with the Knicks. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's worse than getting a job with the Knicks. Like getting a job with the goddamn at this moment maybe the Sacramento Kings. like getting a job with them. Like who the fuck wants that damn job? Yeah, it's an NBA coaching job, but come on, it's not the job. It's not none of that. It's not marquee. So, you know, I think brothers need to understand that you don't owe people anything, because and you know what, a lot of things you could say about Mr. LeBron James, but one thing that he understood and that I give him the utmost respect for is that he didn't know the city of Cleveland shit. So when he left, yeah, like you don't owe them, Because what they wanted him to do is stay there for 20 fucking years, regardless. You know what I'm saying? So no, you don't owe anybody anything, you know, and it's not always going to be easy to just pick up and go, but you got to understand, hey, you can do that. You probably should do that for your own development, you know, like he had already offered Cleveland a lot and they weren't willing to help him out. So he had to do what he had to do. He went down to South Beach. He got two chips. He learned how to play winning basketball. Came back to Cleveland. You know, because he had unfinished, quote unquote, unfinished business, got them a ring, and then he bounced. You know what I'm saying? So say what you want about the dude, but he understands that he doesn't owe anybody anything, and he's gonna do what's best for him and his family.
Well said. Let's carry on.
I'm glad I'm coming. This is real. This ain't no ESPN.
Should I keep these subtitles or should I take them out?
You can keep them if you want.
You know why? Because I'm coming.
I don't know if it's going to distract me.
I'm coming to restore, to replace, to re-energize some of y'all that are salvageable. I'm not going to lie. Everybody that's sitting there in the seat ain't going to have a seat when we get back.
Whew.
But I'm coming. I started.
Shit.
We're going to go dominate, then we're going to work. I'm coming to work and not to play. I'm coming to kill it and not to kick it. I'm coming. So you got to understand. So when I get back, ain't going to be no hats, no meetings. Ain't going to be no hoodies on and on me. There ain't gonna be no phones. I wish you would bring a phone. There ain't gonna be no
earrings.
Woo!
It's
gonna look like everybody. I'm coming. It's gonna be a different place, a different feel, a different attitude, a different energy, a different work ethic, a different want, a different hunger, a different desire, a different need, a different capacity. It's gonna be a different reach. I'm coming. See, by now you better feel it. You can feel what I'm saying. You can feel where I'm coming from. And you know I ain't playing because I got the credentials to back it up.
Woo!
And you're going to hear me.
I see you over there.
Because it's going to be little silent little footsteps that you don't even have to strain.
He all script now.
But you're going to know I'm coming. Just the sake of my voice, the commitment to excellence, that there's not going to be any more mediocrity, period. I'm coming. Some of y'all.
Tell me, is he on the team?
That's crazy. That dude's a 6-year senior walk on.
Yeah,
come on, my man. Come on, shit. Bro.
Woo!
The dude next to him looked like he 19, looked like built-in shoulder pads. My man, look like built-in shoulder pads.
God damn, you better take that smile off your face too.
And put some socks on your shoes. Why you got no socks? My God. No.
That's the phase now. No socks.
They really want it and really deserve it. And you got to play beside a pool that don't want it, don't deserve it. They don't even love it.
Mm.
I promise you, it's my job to get rid of it.
Woo.
Come. I love everything about this institution. I mean, the academics prevalent, no crime, beautiful city, beautiful.
Ooh, look at that. The list of that, no crime.
Mm-hmm.
No crime. Remember that, guys, and ticket that for when we talk about our next part of the segment with regards to why he may have left.
We've never had nothing of sort to work out in, to trade in. Our kids would go absolutely crazy to be in the situation that you're in. But you don't respect it. You don't want it. I'm coming.
Mm.
Some of y'all don't even think you deserve it. I'm coming.
Mm.
And usually when God sends me to a place, he sends me to a place to be a conduit of change. I'm coming. Uniforms may not even look like they look now. I'm coming.
Yo, I'm coming. I have paused. I've never been so invigorated by another man saying I'm coming. I don't know what's going on. Yo, my bad.
My man said the uniforms might not even be the same. Yeah, keep playing.
Jesus, man.
Next year's gonna be some special. We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me.
Who's that? Little... Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Who's that?
It ain't gonna be no more of the
mess. Aaron Gordon?
That these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now.
This ratio looking crazy. This ratio looking real crazy. I see why they're winning no games. God damn, what? It's a little too light in this locker room right now, man. It's a little too light. Let's use, you know, the academic ones. Because, you know, when I played at school, you had the, like, you had the guys that played, and then you had the guys they brought on for, like, academic reasons. Because, you know, you had to keep it. Exactly. So maybe those guys are getting in the front here, and there's a whole bunch more of the other guys in the back. But right now, I'm sorry to say this. I see why he said what he said.
And when I get here, it's gonna be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal.
Ooh, shit.
And do whatever you're gonna get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make.
Just a little insight for our people that may not know some of these little intricacies when it comes to college football. The portal is for transfers. So if you are looking to get out of the school that you're currently playing at, you have to jump. The process is you have to jump into a portal by which then you can sort of get picked up. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like waivers with regards to like football and basketball. But essentially, it's like where you can put yourself in and then you have to go through a process, make sure you're academically eligible. You're academically eligible. To be able to transfer your credits over, you have the right GPA, so on and so forth. But the sooner you do it, the better, obviously, because then you're able to sort of make sure you get to the program you want to get to, make sure that you are able to transfer all the necessary credits before the season, the spring season begins. So that's what he's referencing to right now when it comes to the portal, just so you know. And he's telling them basically...
The quarterback already left.
Yes. The quarterback was Josh McCown's son, I believe.
Yeah.
Former NFL quarterback, he bounced with the quickness. So I think it's safe to say he knew he was not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Kids that are smart, say that. Smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline.
Discipline.
With character.
Character.
One more time. Smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline. With character.
With
character. That's the ones
we're
going to get.
Oh, these kids are defeated. They already defeated. Yo, he popped all the bloom, man. These kids thought they're about to be on Instagram going crazy with primetime. No, my good sir, you won't even make it to the team picture. So good luck, man. Good fucking luck.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Is that you?
Yes, sir.
You don't believe it.
Yes, sir.
So
you don't believe it.
How bad do you really want this? What are you sacrificing right now to substantiate that you really want this? What are you surrendering? What you're giving up right now? These folks still playing football, and we ain't having a darn meet.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, if you guys do want to catch that, I mean, you could just check out the rest of that. Unless there was something you still want to keep taking a look at that, Aaron.
No.
Yeah. All right, cool. So what I want to do now is go into the next portion of this conversation, where we sort of break down some of the different things that potentially could have been gave rise to why Deion Sanders chose to leave Jackson State University for Colorado. Right. So as you guys can see by this quote here, according to my source, JSU in the hot seat for misuse of football funds. Individuals were stealing money from football programs by moving it to general funds / scholarships, basically stealing from prime and players. 80% of why Deion Sanders leaving. This will be the next breaking news. You heard it from me first. Okay. And then when we take it here, there was another post, right, that breaks down this a little further about some of the things that he incurred along his tenure. And the plot thickens. Let's just run it down. JSU put in Deion's contract that after 30,000 ticket sales, he would receive a percentage of the sales. Now, also, guys, this is allegedly. We don't, here at Truth Media, we are about the truth. So for now, right, until these claims are being substantiated, we can only go off of this being, you know, allegedly, right? That didn't happen. The whole time he was there, the ticket sales got missing. Deion, the football team, nor the staff saw any of that money. There was a lucrative TV deal in place that Deion wanted to get, but the university did not. Deion, with his own money, built a new locker room and tennis courts. All the new designs, Deion's pocket. The new players lounge, Deion. He also used his own money to feed his players. All of the fancy meals you saw the players eating, Deion. When JSU went to the Celebration Bowl last year, the school didn't give any money back to athletics. Deion used a lot of his personal money to fund numerous things around campus. The university did not help. The president wanted his name in the headlines as much as Deion. Deion wanted to coach the Celebration Bowl this year. JSU president said no, and the Celebration Bowl is sold out. The jury is out on if he will or will, excuse me, if he will or not. A last minute offer was made for $1 million for Deion to stay, but he had to pay his staff out of that. There was no new offer made after the first year of success. My, my, my. Okay. So, like the post says above, the plot thickens. What is your reaction?
My reaction is I'm not surprised. That's why things in the quote unquote black, like, that's a microcosm of like the quote unquote black community and why things don't change or get quote unquote better. Because you get the good person trying to like to do the good work, right? Mm-hmm. And then instead of being supportive of that person and rallying around that person and checking out for that person, it's like, what do you need? You need anything? I'm saying, we got you. But what happens is they exploit that person. Same thing happens in the quote unquote black community. If a brother wants to start a business, right? Say he starts a fucking ice cream business. Next thing you know, his friends and family, they want free ice cream. Oh, they got a birthday party, they want him to cater the ice cream or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, mm-hmm. How about you support him? How about you pay what he's charging for the ice cream? You know, but again, this is just a microcosm of what goes on in the quote unquote black community. You know, so again, I'm not surprised by this. This is part of the course, because again, what they should do is say, hey, Deion, you need anything? Like, let us know what you need. Because, like, Deion Sanders going to Jackson State, you hit the fucking lotto. What are you doing? That's like LeBron James getting drafted by the Cavaliers in 03. Like, what are you doing? You don't squander that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, that's on you. You fuck that up. I'm saying, because you give that man whatever the fuck he wants. I'm saying, right. whatever he wants. And that's what you do. You're not fucking state. That's Hall of Famer, primetime Deion Sanders. I'm saying, mm-hmm. I don't care if he didn't have, like, coaching experience, whatever. Once he got there, prove to you guys what he could do. And I know a lot of pundits are saying, oh, well, you know, he recruited, so he had the best players. Hey, you know, at the end of the day, college football is about recruiting. So yeah. So you got to take that, you know, with a grain of salt. Okay? So, but I'll analogize what happened with Deion to what should happen with Deion, with what happens in the quote-unquote black community when people get locked up. Oh, free him, bring him home, right? Then when dude get out, right, there's a huge party thrown. Yeah, what you need, I got you. I'm going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? It's all on me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? And you got a whole bunch of people doing that for the same person that just got out, right? And that's somebody that was doing wrong. And this person doesn't have intentions to come back to the quote-unquote community and uplift it. No. This person has ideas to get back to where he left off, right? With the bullshit. And then, you know, so it's the same thing. Deion should have been treated like he just got out of prison. Maybe if Deion was locked up and got out of prison, he would have been treated better by Jackson State.
Woo! Damn. God damn. No, man, that was some hot fire from my co-host. You know, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna say I was one of those people that chastised him for leaving. You know, I'm really glad what I didn't do though was go online and sort of, you know, lambast him, you know, with claims and things of that nature, before coming to this episode, right? I think what's really important, guys, and this is why, you know, you have to hold on. You know, sometimes, you know, you may want to get in your emotion. You might want to, you know, speak out. You might want to just be like, nah, man, fuck this shit. This is bullshit. Why the heck are you doing this? You know what I mean? And, you know, I ended up taking a different approach, right? I said to myself, you know what? This does bother me. I did comment on a couple of different posts saying, this sounds a little off. But then as the week went on, new information was being divulged. And then before I knew, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, I would have got out of there, too. I would have got on the first train, the first plane out of Dodge. Right. And I think that, you know, what my co-host is speaking to is a huge problem, you know, in, you know, this community in particular, because it's that, you know, the crabs in the barrel mentality. Right. It's like, nah, bro, like you got to stay, even though he's going through all of this. Right. You know, he was potentially getting robbed, like his, you know, cars were getting smashed in, you know, things were getting stolen.
During games.
All these things are happening. Right. No matter what you want to say. Oh, don't drive that type of look. If you should be able to drive what you want to drive to a fucking game and not worry about it getting, you know, smashed in. So if he's incurring all these things, at what point do you say to yourself, damn, I'm doing all this for who? Like, I have kids. I have other kids. I have my wife. You know, I'm not trying to bring her to games and be worrying about getting stuck up, you know what I'm saying, and getting robbed after we win a game for y'all. After I coach my heart and soul, I got to worry about getting fucking stuck up. I mean, getting the gun.
But that goes back to my point, because if they cared, mm-hmm. they would be like, nothing happens to Deion. They know they got Deion Sanders. They know what kind of car he drives. They know he's a target. How come they don't have extra security detail out on his shit?
Yeah, because it looks like they didn't have the money.
No, they had the money. Because if I'm Deion Sanders and I come after the game, like, oh, shit, my shit got broken into and stolen. Really? And then you got security and the AD and the president just like, oh, Deion, we don't know what happened. What? What do you mean? I'm Deion fucking Sanders. What are you saying? So I'm just going to take an L? I just got to keep taking L's.
Yeah.
You're not going to do nothing about it?
Fuck that, man.
Huh?
Fuck
no.
That.
Get me so, blood. Yeah, when he said that whole, like, you know, no crime. Yeah, no. Like, and hey, you know, people, I've seen people say, oh, that's a knock on quote unquote black people. Well, you know what? It should be a fucking knock on quote unquote black people. This man comes to your fucking, the poorest fucking state in the goddamn union and fucking brings life to that university and to that surrounding area, to that state. That state, it wasn't Alabama. Alabama got Bama. And they love Bama. Roll Tide. This Mississippi we're talking about.
He said Roll Tide.
But they got Mississippi State. Ole Miss. Ole Miss hasn't been relevant since Eli Manning left. And Mississippi State. Really? And this ain't even. This is an HBCU. And they were getting better treatment when he was there. And y'all let this man get his shit broken into. You know, multiple times. Was it just one occurrence? It happened over and over and over again. So at what point is someone gonna be like, hey, you know what, like think about it. And this is why I hate when I hear the quote-unquote wokey wokes, not right here, but when I hear and I read on my comments, the quote-unquote wokey's like, oh well, yeah, why would you leave the hood? No, you don't leave the hood, you stay in the hood, you make the hood. The hood is not meant to stay in. Period. It's not meant to stay in. The hood is supposed to be like that. The hood is supposed to remain the way it is. You're supposed to get the fuck out of the hood. Okay? You can't change the hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not meant to be changed.
Woo. Oh, man. This just, it makes my stomach hurt, man. I'm listening to how he's speaking about this, right? I saw the conversation he had with the Jacksonville, with the Jackson State players, right? Which I actually thought was, you know, well said. I think that the way he handled, let's even just say this as a whole, the way he's handled this has been par none, right? Like, because you've seen all the time when these Caucasian guys, you know, they bounce on these programs in the middle of the night and hop on a jet. And go to fucking. I think that happened with the the Oklahoma University coach, the coach that's there now. Yeah. He was at his old program, and then after the game was done, he was on a jet to Oklahoma, Oklahoma the next day to start his tenure over at Oklahoma without telling none of the other players. So this shit happens in college football all the time.
Oh yeah,
right. And so for us to be holding him to some pedestal of decorum, you know, when it's really not, as we're seeing in some of these allegations here, it's not even being held for him to be able to do his job to the best of his ability. And he was 32 and 5. No. It's one thing if the Ninja was 9-30 and was 5-32.
No.
The guy was 32-5. He was doing what he said that he was going to do.
And so
I think at some point you have to say, like, I'm dealing with all of this. Like my coach said, I have to worry about my safety, my family safety at every waking turn.
Uh-huh.
At home, not like on the road. It's one thing if my cars are getting robbed on the road. Like my car is getting robbed at home games.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wild to me. And then so you want all these things to be happening, and then I'm supposed to be staying loyal for the culture. Yeah. I think what Deion said back and said was like, hey, look, you know what? Y'all got that culture, but yeah, I got other plans.
No.
All right. Yeah. I got other plans.
Right? Well, I'm sorry.
No, just to finish off, I just will say that, you know, and I think that his point about the fact that what I didn't even realize was that 70% of college coaches that were let go of this year were African-American coaches, quote unquote. Right. Sure, so if that's the case, right, him taking one of these FBS, I think it's either FBS, these FBS jobs, right, is going to do wonders, right, for going forward for the to help the disparaging the disparaging remarks of the player of the coaches that are Caucasian and the ones that are of color. So if people would just get out of their own way, take a step back and get out of their emotions, they'd understand that, well, maybe there is a bigger play here, right, for him to get to the top and get to a bigger program.
Yeah, but people don't care about that. People are sensationalist, because and people are inconsistent. Because yes, I totally agree with that. People were to be consistent, they say, "Oh, this is great. A quote unquote black quarterback is getting a big time job." Because what people were doing when he went to Jackson State, they were complaining, "Oh, how come he had to go to Jackson State? How come he couldn't get a job at one of the FBS schools, right?" And now when he leaves Jackson State to go to one of those schools, oh, he's a sellout.
Yeah, why that school?
Yeah, and again, brothers, hey, no, these are keynotes, right? It's important to understand, you know, your bigger picture, right? And understand that no matter what, there's always going to be detractors, people that have something to say, no matter what you do, whether you do yay or nay. There's always, and I repeat, there's always going to be people out there that are going to try to detract from what you're doing and trying to accomplish. So what that basically boils down to, you should not be focused on trying to appease other people. All right, you need to be focused on appeasing the Most High and then yourself, and obviously bringing respect and dignity to your fucking family. Mm. Outside of that, everyone else can kick rocks, because they don't give a fuck about you. And even if they did give a fuck about you, that's still not your allegiance.
Right.
But anyway, like I was saying before, with this whole situation with Deion, when it first started, when I first heard about it, I didn't care, but it was more or less like, hey, he can do what the hell he wants. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I'm all for people, especially men, making the best decisions for them. So when I heard about it, I was like, okay, he's making the best decision for him, or at least from his perspective. You know, I'm not going to knock a man for trying to do that, you know. He can make the wrong decision. Hey, you know what? He's going to have to eat crow and learn from it. Or, you know, it might turn out to be the right decision. But either way, like I said, for LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? He got lambasted, you know what I'm saying, for exercising his free agent rights, you know? So I give LeBron a lot of credit for that, because he took it and he went on. He won championships and then went back and won championships. And, like, proved everyone wrong, you know? So, you know, I didn't really have a horse in the race, because I was like, all right, hey, Deion's leaving. Okay, he's leaving.
Right.
I heard a lot of people that were just upset about it, you know, from the rip. And it's like, first of all, he don't owe you, and he don't owe them nothing.
Yep.
You know, I think we need to get back to that. You know, well, why do we feel that we owe people or institutions anything? Most importantly, our time.
No, I think that's a great new point you brought to the table. I think so many times, you know, I see people, and this can even go back to, you know, dating, relationships. When I see men, even women, that are like, that will bend over backwards for these people that treat them like shit, right? Treat them like that are like they're beneath them. Treat these bosses better than they treat their own men a lot of the times, right? And they do so many things to appease the masses, right? When in all actuality, the best decisions are out there for you. It's just a matter of you taking advantage of. And there's a lot of people out here that are wishing that they even just had the opportunity, not to say that they want to be prime time, right? But just to even say that, hey, look, man, fuck what everybody else is going to say. That opportunity is a lot better for me, and I'm going to take it, and I'm not going to be a follower and just go along with the fucking herd, right? So I respect the shit out of Dion, because I didn't, you know, when I, again, taking a step back, and I honestly, you know, assess, you know, kind of some of his remarks to Jackson State and to Colorado, it's very apparent to me that the man has a plan.
Yeah.
And to me, I could never get upset at a man who has a plan, right? And has a direction for where he sees his family, where he sees his career, and the like, right? So everybody that is coming at him, I think there's a lot of projection that's happening, because I'm very curious to know what are you doing for the communities that you're so-called saying that he's leaving behind?
Nothing.
It was a rhetorical question, but at the same time, you know, it's a matter of what have you done for me lately? And a lot of you guys are just spending lip service, you know, and you're not doing it, you know, quite anything really to enrich your own communities, but yet you have something to say about somebody who actually did the work. All right. And based upon what we saw in some of the different things in this post that he brought to the table, you know, I'm not saying you have to bring millions of dollars, but shit, when was the last time y'all went to anything surrounding around your community? And the answer is a resounding no.
Exactly.
None. You know, so I don't know. I think, let's hit the chats too. I see that Michael Peoples.
Oh, Mike, what's up, Mike?
Yeah, Michael Peoples is watching. Okay. He gave us a shout on here. Jackson State lacked funds, and let's not forget, someone told his personal belongings. No, it's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, sorry. And let's not forget, someone told his personal belongings out of his office. I'm Michael, let us know if you meant sold his personal belongings. Just so that way I don't want to mischaracterize what you meant said in that statement. If you are still watching, Michael, let us know. Right on par, Mike. These are some of the things that we are talking about in this conversation, you know, as far as, you know, how much is too much, and at what point do you have to sort of not throw in the towel? Because I'm thinking he could still do great work for the community. It's just not going to look stole. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for clarifying. All right. Stole his personal, Jesus. Michael, do you know if this happened as he left or during the course of his tenure at Jackson State? I'm very curious about that. Yeah, I'm just curious, because if it's after he, you know, decided to leave, you know, that's some whole ass shit. But it's not to be surprised.
Well, that's some nigga nonsense. That's what niggas
do. Oh, man. I wish my soundboard was working. No, I know you're serious. That's why I'm saying Jesus. Yeah, I was trying to say it in a different way, but, you know, I got to always
leave. Nah, that's some real nigga shit, man.
Oh,
man. Like, niggas is dumb.
Oh, man.
I don't like niggas. I don't like
niggas. This is the one time I put this shit up on Instagram for people to come watch us. Okay. This is not the time.
Yeah, this is the time. Fuck that shit.
Not the song, though. Don't leave that song out of this, please.
No, hold on. I'm being 100% no cap.
This was during the season.
I don't like niggas, man. I don't. Because niggas be on some nigga nonsense, some nigga bullshit, aka some dumb shit, right? They do dumbass shit to jeopardize them, jeopardize you, and your future, your family. Nah, you know what I'm saying? And I know that some people are like, oh, he's saying, oh, hey, let me hear like black people. But if you think nigga and black, quote unquote black people are synonymous, I'm not talking to you then. You know what I'm saying? Not even talking to you. But yeah, no, I don't like niggas. I don't fuck with niggas. Hell no. Fuck out of here, man. You know what it is? Niggas adopt the mindset of I got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot to lose. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
nah.
The grass always appears greener on the other side. Mr. Sanders doesn't realize the rampant racism still prevalent in Colorado, especially in Boulder. Well, I mean, that's a great point.
And thank you. Thank you, Ron, for the comment.
To address that comment, Ron, I'm pretty sure Deion Sanders is aware of the racism. But let's not forget, he played in the MLB. He played in the NFL. That means he well-traveled this great United States. He's played with people and played against people in Colorado in both sports. And I'm sure he did his homework before going there. You know, and again, quote-unquote racism, yes, is very it does exist to different varying degrees, not just in the South. But mind you, he came from Mississippi. So he's coming from Jackson State, Mississippi to Colorado. Yeah. I don't think he's doing it to escape racism. But what I will say is this. I'm sure he won't have to deal with the same things he was dealing with in Jackson with that nigga nonsense.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Because, again, I'll tell you this, Ron. Me, personally, I don't care about this racism shit. People want to be racist, knock yourself out. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that closet racist shit. Like, be upfront with your shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Say, yeah, I'm a neo-Nazi. And I don't like fucking Jews, Arabs, Blacks. You know what I'm saying? All that. Hey, that's fine. I'm not here to change your mind. I don't give a fuck about what you think and or why you think. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? But the second you want to, you know, encroach on my civil liberties and shit, then we're gonna have to reach a resolution. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Outside of that, do what the fuck you want to do. Talk what you want to talk. Whatever. Hey, that's fine with me. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So who the hell should care whether there's prevalent racism in fucking Boulder, Colorado? As long as they're not fucking limiting you or infringing on your civil liberties, then that's a nothing burger. You know what I'm saying? And I think quote unquote black people get too caught up in this bullshit. Does quote unquote racism exist? Yes, but at what point does it hold you back, or you hold yourself back because of it?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like no, that's not cool. It's not cool. So I do appreciate the comment, Ron, and there's definitely validity to that.
Yep.
I don't think that was, you know, part of his thought process. And even if it was, I don't think it was much of anything because, again, he's left Mississippi where there's some downtowns where, like, you don't go there if you don't look the right way. Oh, thank you. There are more mass shootings in Colorado than almost any other state. When was the last time you heard about a mass shooting in Jackson? Well, to be quite honest with you, Ron, again, I'm not here to discredit what you're saying because I agree with most of the things that you are saying. But what I'm saying to you is that, quote-unquote, white people, I didn't hear stories of quote-unquote racist white people doing anything to Deion Sanders in Mississippi. That he had issues with the quote-unquote niggas. Those was the ones that was causing him issues and stealing from him and robbing from him and not respecting what he has done for that the state as a whole. So yes, mass shootings, yeah, that's Columbine, Colorado. Yes, sure thing, right? When was the last time I heard about a mass shooting in Jackson? I don't have to. All I have to do is look at
go on the news.
No, not only that, look at quote unquote black on black crime statistics.
That's what I'm saying. Go on the news out there.
Because he just came from a HBCU where the student body was like 90% black. And in the surrounding areas are like black.
Mm-hmm.
So they're killing each other. They're killing each other.
Yeah, I wanna respond to this. I mean, Ron, I mean, thank you for bringing these points to the table. This is
why I really appreciate it. I like the dialogue. I really do.
No, hopefully I think Ron knows that. I mean, this is why, you know, I think he's bringing, you know, these fair points to the congregation. And I think they need to be addressed and brought out there. And racism, mass shootings, all great points, right? Deion, let me put your next. Thank you for showing love, Ron. Deion claimed Boulder was virtually crime free.
Well, he did.
But let's take it in a vacuum, Ron, right? So the mass shooting, it looks like you may have the statistics out, right? I don't right now. But if we're going to look at the occurrences of these mass shootings versus the occurrences of the shootings, looting, the stealing and things and like that happened in Jackson, I'm not saying that the the mass shootings don't exist out that way, the likelihood of you incurring somebody robbing you, jumping and trying to steal, breaking your windows and trying to steal in your car, versus these two expectancies are hardly, you know, even equatable. So I'm looking at Deion, and I'm pretty sure Deion took it upon himself to say, hey, look, let me see what's going on out here in Colorado. Let me go. So to say it's virtually crime free, if we're looking at the word usage that you're using, it essentially is pretty much crime free, right? If they're saying like out of 900 crimes that happen, to 100, I mean, sorry, five of them might be, you know, a mass shooting, versus going to Jackson and you're dealing with 900 violent crimes and 500 of them are happening in the same vicinity of where you're going, you're trying to invoke and change lives of young men. We got to start looking at the numbers, right? And I don't think Deion would have made this decision to uproot his family and put them in this position without having that sense. With that being said, Ron, I hope you would look at it from where our stance is, because at the end of the day, I think Chris Rock said it best. There's a war going on. This was about 10 years ago. Like his comedy special was 10 years ago. There's a war going on between blacks and ninjas. Okay? And we, as the quote-unquote blacks, are steadily trying to divulge away from the ninja nonsense that my co-host is talking about. So if you, at what point or another, does somebody have to invoke ninja nonsense when he's trying to help? He's not, it's not like he's like trying to like, you know, fake out the system. No, he's taking less money to do work for a system that damn well doesn't really give a damn about him based upon some of the allegations we spoke about earlier on the top of the show. So at what point or another do you get away from the ninja nonsense and go to an area where you're going to get alumni buy-in? Because I don't know if they talked about this in here, but I know that there was a big thing about how alumni couldn't give a fuck less about Jackson State, right? Where you're going to be able to go to Colorado and the people that went there are actually going to give back into the program. Yeah. Because they care about the program. Yeah, you could talk about they care about football. Well, guess what? That football changed the lives of those kids that are working, that are playing alongside in that program. So it goes hand in hand, right? This is the game that's being played.
What I will say, Ron, if you're still with us, I want to know if you have this information, please share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with you about the mass shootings, just on a base level, right? From like my limited understanding and reach. Okay, I'm gonna read that comment in 1 second because I still want to get to what I was about to say.
So everybody else can.
So know. You know, you state, and again, I agree with this, right? That there's more mass shootings in Colorado than almost any other state, and then you say, when was the last time you heard about a mass shooting in Jackson? And what I'll say to you is that there's a certain demographic, there is a demographic of people that are more prone, if you will, to orchestrating mass shootings. And the state does not fit the description for that, you know? So, and then with the mass shootings, we have to look at, okay, who's the shooter? And then also who were the victims? Because just because there's mass shooting doesn't mean that they're racially driven. You know what I'm saying? Columbine wasn't racially driven. You know, a lot of these mass shootings that I see, and again, Ron, I don't know where you're at, and you don't got to give me your location, but obviously we're over here in the New York tri-state area, right? So, you know, we have our own perspective from this point, as opposed to wherever you may be. So again, I just want to know if you have this information, and let me know, you know, like what demographic were these shooters, right? And then what demographic were the victims? Because I agree with the racist part, but we can't just draw that correlation doesn't equal causation. So just because there's mass shootings going on in Colorado doesn't mean that this be racially driven. Okay. I'm 54, born and raised, and currently reside in Denver. All right, awesome. Thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
I hope you're not a Broncos fan, because Russell Wilson out there freaking. Yeah, I hope you're not a Broncos fan, my man. Seriously, Ron, because Russell Wilson let me down, man. Russell Wilson let me down, bro.
That's anyway, right.
The only trade worse than that was the Brittany Griner trade. So.
We gotta do an episode on that, actually.
By the way. Yeah. I was thinking after this episode, we could hop on my channel And then we'll do that because I want to give my people something. But anyway, Ron said, I believe 12 people were slaughtered at a King Supers in Boulder just a couple years ago. So if you have the information on the demographic of the shooter and the victims, you know, then we could, you know, and entertain that, if you will. Like, okay, were they actually, was it racially driven? Or if you're just saying, hey, for general safety reasons, Deion is moving to a spot where mass shootings happen, and that's not good for him or his family. Because if that's the case, yeah, I agree with that totally. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're giving me great insight on why not to move to Colorado.
Absolutely.
I greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. I have a former teammate that lives in Colorado right now, too. I'm like, every time I hear of a mass shooting out there, I'm just like, Jesus. Hopefully you weren't at the grocery store that day, man.
It's crazy. But I heard Colorado is a very beautiful state.
Yeah, I heard it's extremely clean too. And also, Ron, thank you, man. I mean, it's great to see that we get love from outside of the Jersey, right, where we're based out of. So it's, you know, it's cool to see, you know what I'm saying? And also,
hey, Ron, do us a favor, Ron. If you haven't already, like, share, and subscribe, please. You've been rocking, then click the notification bell. That way, next time we go live, you can add your input. As you can see, we'll put it on the screen. I love dialogue because a lot of times between my co-host and I, it's like an echo chamber, you know. And I want to get people's perspective. And obviously, you live on the west. You live hundreds of miles away from where we are. I've never set foot in freaking Colorado. I would love to, although I think the altitude might give me some issues, you know, because I have asthma and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, aside from that, I'm definitely down to go out there, you know, snowboard and all that cool stuff.
No snowboarding for me. I have a good time in that bitch.
You want to Colorado?
No. I'm just saying snowboarding entirely. That's not my thing. That shit hurts. But anywho, I'm sorry. What was it? What did you say? What did Ron say? He said, "Colorful Colorado is her motto." Are you a rapper, Ron?
Are you
a poet? And you?
No,
you
know, he's saying
Colorful
that's
Colorado. No, but that below it sounds like it. You know,
states nice, have mottos, know. Though. You know that, right? Every state has a motto.
No, I know that, but I'm saying it sounds like something that you would. This ninja. It sounds like something that you know you say. That's why they call it the Mile High City, right?
Yeah. Or something like that. Exactly. Right. That's why I'm a little nervous and apprehensive about going there, because I heard my mom told me when she went there, like the first day she knew she was gonna die.
Damn.
Because like you got to get like acclimated to the altitude and all that stuff. And I've lived coastal my whole life. You know what I'm saying? My whole life. So I have no idea how I'm gonna react to that, especially with my asthma, you know what I'm saying? And then also when you look around and all you see is fucking mountains, excuse my language, y'all. Well, that's what I've heard. Because I've been to Vegas several times and you see the mountains all around in Vegas, but they're so fucking far away. They're so far away. But I heard, I was told that in Denver, like, they're close. You see the damn mountains all around. Like, that's, you know, I want to go, but it's one of those things where I just want to, like, if I could, like, pass out and then just wake up there. I think the whole journey might be a bit much at this point for me.
Interesting.
Snowmobiling. See, I've never even been on a snowmobile.
Yeah. Now that's something I can get behind. That is something I can get behind for sure. Okay, Ron, you're gonna have to. We might have to, you know.
When we make our way out there, we have to link up, man.
We old souls, man. So you know, you might just be able to, you know, show us where not to go in Colorado, right? Because I for sure I'm not trying to.
I'm not trying to get shot.
I'm not trying to be a part of this anytime soon. So
yeah, I'm not trying to get shot.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Mike, Michael Peoples, and the ones that have joined us for this episode. I think we've got some great insight here on this conversation. I think my last thoughts on this is just simply, guys, at the end of the day, if you don't take the opportunity, someone will, right? And Deion taking his family and taking his program to different another height, right? Because for all you want to say about Jackson State, it is limited based upon the allegations that have been brought upon, you know, that we saw in the post that I shared earlier, and some of the different conversations that are happening on different networks. It wasn't a good environment for him at the end of the day, Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you see that you have a better plan for your family and for your vision, take that opportunity, right? Take that opportunity. Okay. Aaron, close us out.
All right, y'all. Please, again, if you liked what you heard, if you didn't like what you heard, I don't care. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Give us a thumbs down, whatever it is. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Let us know if we got it wrong. Let us know if we got it right. Let us know what you want us to talk about next.
Yeah.
Let us know the winning lotto numbers for tomorrow night, please. No, but seriously. Yeah. Seriously, it's been real, y'all, and I appreciate everyone coming out and checking us out. But at the end of the day, guys, keep in mind, you live your life. You make the decisions that you deem or decide that you need to make to bring better results and stability to the life of not just you, but your family as well. All right? That's what it's all about. All right? It's about self-preservation. So, you know, you don't owe anybody anything. You don't have to pay, you know, that's like tomorrow you get a job at McDonald's. Now what, you think you're going to work at McDonald's so that you fucking die?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the best thing for you, then yeah, but all right, hey, that's nothing wrong with that. But if it's not, and you see other opportunities, hey, you know, do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to give you what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not in their best interest to. Especially in corporate America. It's not in their best interest to. This guy's a stud. He's great. He's only making $15 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, he's great. I'm going to keep him right underneath me, you know, because he makes my job easier. You know, that guy's not trying to mold you and grow you and send you off on your way, right? No, he wants you to remain underneath him so you can make his pockets fatter while he has that peace of mind because, you know, he has you, you know. It's very rare you're going to find someone that's going to say, hey, let me get you ready for the next level and then get you up out of here.
Mm.
All right? People aren't doing that. I do that. But I know for a fact people just don't do that. But if you're thinking that they're going to do that and do what's best for you, you got it all effed up. Got it all effed up. All right, brothers, sisters, everybody? Peace.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, Aaron. I know I gave you the last thought, but I do just want to give a shout out to Ron for subscribing to the channel. Thank you so much. It's well appreciated. Also, guys, our goal is to hit 40 before the end of the year. Guys, we went from 22 to 32 subscribers in the last, I believe, 3 or 4 weeks. And that is because of y'all. You know, I mean, that is because of y'all that you guys have been able to help us out with that. So, yeah, like, please help us. Like my colleague said, get us to the like, the share, the comments, and the subscribes, yeah. Right? Get us to 40 so that way we can close this year out and start our new goal. But we thank you guys so much. You guys are, again, the reason why we do this. We really enjoy being able to give you guys this content, and this is why we come here without any behold bars, you know, so that we can give you the unfiltered truth and nothing but the truth.
The Truth, right? Of the Podcast, y'all. Peace. Shadow on the truth. Uh-huh.